Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Joy in the Morning, episode 12. These are occasional podcasts I'm putting out, connected with the death of my mother back in February, and what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling as I go through the process of mourning. These podcasts are unedited with no frills. Just putting them out there as a way of perhaps encouraging other people who are going through a time of grief. Certainly when I talk and write, that's how I work out what it is that I'm thinking and feeling. And so these podcasts are helping me, I think, as much as perhaps helping anybody. And what I thought I'd do today is I've just got back from my morning prayer walk. And the other day we took down the sympathy cards that we were sent after the death of my mum, now, 3 months ago, which seems extraordinary. And I just was dipping into them and looking at the things that people had written. I just thought I'd share with you a few things that people wrote and why they were meaningful to me. And also as a thank you to the people who wrote to me. And I've got a whole big pile of cards here, and that's not to mention all the messages on Facebook or the emails or the letters and phone calls and text messages and WhatsApp and everything else. I mean, just so grateful to everybody. But just here's a few and why I found these helpful. So, for example, here's one, which is a lovely card with deeper sympathy at this sad time. And it's from Joe and Lisa from the church in Watford. Thank you so much, Joe and Lisa. And one of the things I particularly like about what they wrote is they said, thinking of you and wishing you moments of peace and comfort. I loved that. Wishing you moments of peace and comfort. It acknowledges that there's no chance that all through this mourning period I'm going to be feeling peaceful the whole time or comforted the whole time. But that's maybe not what I need, because I need to feel the loss. I need to feel the sort of sense of turbulence that grief causes. That's not unhealthy in itself. But they do wish me moments of peace and moments of comfort. And I have felt those. I'm very grateful for them. And I just thought it was a lovely thing to wish me, Joe and Lisa. So thank you for that. Let me put that one down and pick up another one here. Now, here's another one that really touched me. Now, this is from Marilyn and Michael Lewis, who I expect none of you will have ever met or heard of listening to this podcast. But this is my old choir master from when I was a youngster at Ashford Parish Church back in the 70s, and his wife Marilyn. And he was a significant figure in my life. And we don't hardly ever speak. I send him a Christmas card once a year. We've very rarely seen each other since. But for him to send me a card was so touching. And how he was sad to hear about my mother's passing, because he knew my mother and father very well. He used to not only be my choir master, but he came out to our house to give me piano lessons, and my sister piano lessons, week after week for several years. So really was someone who was in many ways part of the family at times, because after a piano lesson he'd stay for dinner. And so that was lovely of him to write. He didn't have to do that. So thank you, Michael and Marilyn. So that's that one. Here's another one I particularly appreciate from Adam Burr. And one of the reasons I particularly appreciate this from you, Adam, is that, of course, you lost your wife not so long ago, Kirsty. And for you to write, when, you know, my own grieving, I imagine, might stir up difficult memories for you to be willing to do this, to write and offer me comfort, I just thought was wonderful, because it's sometimes hard to offer comfort when you yourself are still grieving. And, of course, Kirsty's death was not that long ago. So that really touched me. Thank you, Adam, for doing that. So that's one. Let me find another card from the pile here. This one's from Mercy and Ken. Thank you, Mercy and Ken. And this was really lovely in that you say in your card that you never met my mother. Although actually, I think Mercy, you will have met her. She did come with my father to Manchester once or twice when we were up there with you. But nonetheless, I'm sure you don't remember it. I mean, she came to church once or twice, I think. But what you write is, But, and I appreciate the honesty. Even if you did meet my mother, you don't remember it anyway. And I appreciate that. But you say, no, you know, it takes a special person to be the mum of a great child, and you'll prove your mother's great character. And I just, I mean, thank you for that. I feel embarrassed, actually. But that's lovely, just to link my character with my mother, which is a fair point. And there's so much that's true in that. Of course, we get so much of our character from our parents. So thank you for that. And just a short one here. This is a card from Roger and Jackie Frimpong in the Birmingham church, and it came with some flowers. And I'm going to keep this. I'm going to keep all these cards in a box. And I really appreciate this because it comes from the Birmingham church. A whole group of people who, you know, haven't seen the Birmingham church for a while. And it's just lovely. So thank you. Thank you so much. My father-in-law and John and Pat wrote a nice card, and it's lovely to get a card from you, John and Pat, and to offer to make a donation. That's one of the things that touched me here is to ask us as to how you can make a donation, because my father decided my mother would want a donation made to the Barnabas charity, and for you to offer for that is lovely, and to be thinking of us and to say that my mum was a lovely person. And that's so true. And I was very touched by your taking that time to do that. Another card. Why did I appreciate this one? So this card is... hang on a second. Let's get the right card here. Okay. Here's a lovely card. This is from Garth and Lissy. Thanks, Garth and Lissy. It's very, very grateful for you, writing this card, because I'm sure you've never met my mother, but you're aware of the challenges we've been going through. And I won't read from the card here, but just the fact that you're aware of the fact that not only am I going through my challenges, but Penny is as well. And I thought it was lovely that you remembered and recognized that Penny is also grieving. And sometimes, you know, she's my mom, of course, and people are aware of my grieving, but sometimes, you know, your spouse can get missed out in understanding, and then you say you're thinking of Penny because she's grieving, and at the same time, of course, going through all the challenges with COVID as a GP in the vaccine program. And I just thought your awareness of the extra challenges for Penny was a lovely touch and a lovely thought. So thank you so much for that. So that's that card, another card there. Let's just find another card here. Okay, here's one. Its simplicity is still meaningful. And I will highlight this card, even though it's very simple, for a reason, and I'll share with you. So here's a card, and it's from Johan Sharon, and from Thames Valley. And thank you so much, Johan Sharon. And this card has no extra words written in it. There's no extra message. It's a card with a lovely thought on the cover and on the inside that's printed. But here's the thing, is I appreciate this card just as much as any that had lots of writing in, because it just tells me, Johan and Sharon, that you're thinking of me. And you've taken the time to buy this card and write your name in it and put it in the post. And I just think that's important. When you know someone who's grieving, you may not have much time, or you may not know what to say, or you may not feel like you have anything extra meaningful to say. But just the fact you've been in touch really helps people grieving. Certainly helped me, and I'm really grateful for that. So thank you, Johan and Sharon. Here's a long one, by contrast. Every square inch, every possible part of the inside of the card is covered in writing. So real contrast from Charlie and Jeanette, old friends who met my mum and dad a number of times. And I'm not going to read all of this because it would take a while. It's a kind of an essay, but it's just lovely that someone who knows us and knows my parents well would take the time to write it, and Jeanette's written all one side, and Charlie's written all on the other, and it's very personal. I won't read it, but it's just special to have something like that from the two of you. So much heart in that card. So thank you very, very much for that. Here's a lovely thought from Leon, Sarah, William and Alice from the Watford Church. Now, thank you, Leon and Sarah and William and Alice, for this card. Actually, a lovely card in itself. But a phrase inside that I particularly like, I found meaningful, was You said, we think of you especially this week as you celebrate Joy's life, that's my mum's name, and pray that the sun may not only shine on the event, but also in the memories that are shared, and that these memories may continue to sustain you all as you grieve, and that you may experience God's warm embrace. I mean, quite poetic. Thank you. But I like that thought, that the sun can shine on the memories. I mean, the sun might shine on the day of the funeral, or not. The sun, I may feel like the sun is shining on me or not. But the sun can shine in the memories. That's the phrase, yeah, in the memories that are shared. And we found that. As we, my dad and I, my sister and others in the family, as we shared our memories of my mother, it felt like the sun was shining while the memories were being shared. That's a lovely, lovely thought. Okay. So many other cards. I can't do them all. How long have I been going? Probably a fair while already. Oh, 11 minutes. Okay. Well, okay, that's another beautiful, lovely card. Let's just pick out one or two more. Toya and Nenye, so kind of you to write. Haven't seen you for a while. Ingrid and your family, thank you. It's lovely of you to write. Marlon, thank you. Anna, your family. Tibashevi, of course. Lovely thoughts. Yeah, thank you. A lovely homemade card from Mike and Julie D'Souza. Thanks. So kind of you to write this. And I can tell it's Julie's writing because I can read it. Ah, Mike. But thank you. It's a lovely homemade card. That's special, isn't it? A homemade card. We pray that you may experience God's strength and comfort. Yeah, sometimes I wasn't feeling like I could comfort myself, but God's strength. And then a scripture, Isaiah 41:13. Thank you for this. I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, I will help you. Hold of my right hand. Yeah. So it tells me God is at my right hand, holding my hand, and he will help. So it's not just don't fear, like it's a wrong thing to do, but I will help you. That's not a scripture I'd have thought of. And I think we have to be careful about putting scriptures in cards because they can seem a bit trite. But that one is definitely not. And I'm really grateful for that. So thank you ever so much for that. And, oh gosh, lots of lovely other cards. But I'm going to, Bintesh's parents sent me a card. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much. Of course, Lydia and Bintesh sent a lovely card. Oh, her resilience was inspirational. And cards that mention my mum's strength of character were also very meaningful to me. Those who knew her, obviously like Lydia and Bintesh, were able to speak about her on a personal level, being sweet, loving, they mention here, a warm smile, which is so true. A personal thing. She always made me feel loved and welcome, and that's so true. Her resilience, inspirational. I mean, if you know the person, writing something like that is such a good idea. And thank you for that, Lydia and Bintesh. And let's just finish with a couple more here. And maybe this... Yeah. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I could go on forever about these cards, and this is a longer podcast than usual. So, but I wanted to go through some of those and record why some of it was meaningful and thank some of you for that. And perhaps if you're in a situation where you're wondering about what to write or what to do when you know somebody has died and you want to comfort the relatives or the friends, write something. Send something. Even the fact you send a card is meaningful. If you can talk about the character of the person, if you knew them, that's meaningful. If you can talk about what you hope for without being too didactic or demanding, without being too like you ought to behave this way, but hoping for people, like that idea that Joe and Lisa hoped I could feel some moments of comfort, that's meaningful. At least it was for me. And if you've got your own thoughts about what's meaningful in communicating, cards or whatever, then I'd be interested to know. Well, that's it for today. Hope that was interesting or maybe helpful. And I do hope and pray as you perhaps go through your own times of mourning and grief and a bereavement or whatever you're going through, I do pray that though weeping may remain for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Till the next time. Take care, and God bless.